Now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got Derek Richardson, the Charger football coach, on the horn. It is presented by Union State Bank. Coach saw the number one team in the 1A classification last week, Jackson Heights. Cobras win the game 54-0. They do that to a lot of teams, Coach. How impressive was it to kind of just see what Jackson Heights has here in 2025?
Yeah, they're quick, and they got a couple standout players. I mean, Melly, Zeller, Eisenbarth, I could probably name off another five or six guys, and there's just ones that come top of my head. But Coach Wick has a good program over there, and they're definitely continuing the momentum they had from last year. I know they came up short from what they wanted, but, I mean, they've got another good go at it again this year.
It's almost like a fresh start when we get to this point when district play rolls along. Not saying the first three games didn't matter, because they certainly do to a certain extent, but it's almost kind of like a fresh reset here as we get into district play. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I've been trying to preach to the kids this week, is everybody's 0-0 at this point. Okay? So they would, I know the last three games haven't went to what we exactly wanted, but looking towards the future now. I mean, we're 0-0 right now.
Yeah, you want to go 1-0 each week, no doubt about it. Again, kind of the yep. late start for you, getting these guys kind of acclimated with everything that you're wanting. I mean, as we're pushing on to week four, how do you feel like the kids have come along here since maybe that week one game?
Yeah, we're also battling through some adversity with our low numbers, and we have injuries or kids unable to play due to grades. I mean, we're kind of shuffling out a different bunch here every week now. I mean, the ones that have been here consistently, I think they're really starting to get it, and especially the younger ones.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We got Horton football coach Derek Richardson on the horn. They got a matchup with Troy this week on the road. We'll talk about it after this here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman here, joined by Horton Charger football coach Derek Richardson. A couple more minutes here. It's powered by Union State Bank. Thanks again to all of our sponsors making our conversations with the coaches possible each and every week. Coach, we mentioned in the last segment there, obviously, it's 0-0. District play is underway. Take it one week at a time, and you get a Troy team that's played well here over the last couple of weeks. You've seen some teams that like to ground and pound. This is a team that wants to huck it around the yard. They have a very good quarterback, good wide receivers, team that's going to throw it a lot. What do you see from this Troy team when you put them on film?
Yeah, like you said, they definitely like to throw the ball around. For as long as I can remember, that's what Troy's done, and they've excelled at doing. I mean, we're going to have to stay into the game, and then our DBs aren't going to have to get lulled to sleep, because, I mean, they will run the ball, and they've actually got a lot more size than I remember from last year. So there'll definitely be a good contest for us.
Yeah, I know, talking with Coach Derek Jasper over there, they're really trying to put an emphasis on running the ball a little bit more, and they did so a little bit better last week. I think they had 80-some yards, averaged about 6 yards a carry, so they're trying to find that balance. So would you prefer them to be a little bit more balanced or maybe more one-dimensional?
They'll do what they'll excel at. I mean, I'm sure if they're running the ball really good one game, I'm sure he'll lean more into that, or where he's able to take advantage of DBs, he'll do that as well. Coach Jasper is a great coach. I've always had a lot of respect for him. I do now, and I did as a player as well.
Yeah, he, you know, talking with him, you know, with our weekly locker room chat, he shouted out Wyatt Chartier, says he's a great ball player and certainly one that they're trying to key in on. You know, just from that perspective, how nice is it when you have coaches for the opposition, you know, shouting out your players and just giving some recognition when it's deserved?
I think that's good for those boys to hear their names and know that it's not just us, because we're their coaches telling them that they can all – They're good, or they can be better. So if they hear it from other coaches and know that they're the key, then hopefully they excel at that and show them why they're keying on them.
All right, finally, Coach, we appreciate it as always. Just give us some keys and expectations. What do you want to see from your team here on Friday night at Troy?
I've preached it every week. Turnovers. Last week we did a little bit better. We only had two turnovers. A bad snap and another an interception. So just trying to bring those down to zero and maybe finally win the turnover battle for a game. Like we said, all this broadcast, they're going to want to throw the ball, and so our DBs are going to have to stay ready.
There it is, Horton football coach Derek Richardson joining us, powered by Union State Bank. First district matchup for both these teams on Friday night as Horton travels to Troy, also a Northeast Kansas League matchup as well. Coach, thanks again for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, no problem. Thanks, Brandon.